This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that 4 million people across Ukraine have been hit by power cuts due to Russia's bombing campaign, and officials in Kyiv warned of unprecedented outages. Zelensky spoke hours after Russia said it had completed its call-up of 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine. The United States, meanwhile, announced fresh military aid to Ukraine in part because of Russia's attacks on the country's civilian infrastructure. Russia announced Friday it had finished calling up reservists to fight in Ukraine, an announcement that appears to end a divisive mobilization drive that's prompted tens of thousands of men to flee the country and also triggered the first sustained Russian protest against the war. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin at a televised meeting in the Kremlin that the draft of 300,000 men is complete with no further such measures planned. A Swedish prosecutor wants a parallel crime scene probe at the site of explosions that damaged two natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The prosecutor has called for a supplementary investigation after a preliminary probe had concluded the cause of the damage was suspected gross sabotage, adding that he understands the intense interest in determining what happened to the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, which were built to carry Russian gas to Germany. The Swedish Security Service previously said the undersea detonations on September 26 caused extensive damage to the pipelines in international waters off Sweden and Denmark. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An intruder attacked and severely beat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer in the couple's San Francisco home early on Friday while searching for the Democratic leader and shouting, "Where is Nancy?" In a statement, San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott said officers responding to a 911 call found Paul Pelosi and another man in the house.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
The chief said the attacker has been charged with attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, and burglary, among other felonies. The speaker's office later said Paul Pelosi underwent a surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. Sobbing relatives on Friday stood around a coffin holding the body of 31-year-old Chadian journalist Orej Narsis, one of dozens of people killed in the violence that erupted from pro-democracy protests last week. Narsis was shot in front of his home in Chad's capital on October 20th while preparing to head out to cover the demonstrations. His sister told a reporter she doesn't understand why he was shot like an insurgent in front of his home. Chad's military leader Mahamat Deby has described the protest as an armed insurrection. Rights groups say security forces fired live rounds on unarmed civilians. At least 50 people died in the unrest and some 300 were wounded. The UN's refugee agency says destruction from flooding has displaced more than 3.4 million people in West and Central Africa. Many have been living in camps for the internally displaced that were set up in part to help people flee violence in the region. And rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis has died at age 87.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
According to the legend that is Jerry Lee Lewis, he would kick his stool over and put his foot on the piano because he was unable to dance on stage like guitar players could. Lewis was known as the killer with songs like Great Balls of Fire and Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
Come on over, baby.
Lewis married seven times, including famously to his 13-year-old cousin. He said in a 1996 AP interview he was proud of his wives and his music, but mostly one thing in particular.
A breath. But God has given me a breath in my body. I'm most proud of that.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Once again, our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said 4 million people across Ukraine have been hit by power cuts due to Russia's bombing campaign. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.